Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Word Podcast. I'm going to do something a little different today that I think we need to do, so I do sort of seek your forbearance. I'm going to read just the entire chapter out of the Scripture. Okay, it's going to be 1 Kings 20. We've been looking at Elijah and what all has happened with him. And if you've been with us in recent episodes, you know where we are. If you haven't, back up a few episodes and listen to the Elijah stuff. I mean, there's such amazing insight that the Lord has given us. Chapter 20 helps to establish the historical thing that's going on, tells us what's happening with the king of Syria and with the king of Israel, Ben-Hadad, the king of Israel, and Ahab, the king of Syria, and Ahab, the king of Israel. And it's sort of a long passage. I'm going to read it rather quickly. And so I would encourage you, before you lay down the night and go to sleep, to read 1 Kings 20, because it sets us up for what happens in 21. And I don't want to skip it. You know what I mean? We see Elijah again in 21, and I could just go there, but if I do that, you're going to miss sort of the flow of everything. So this is 1 Kings 20, beginning with verse 1. Just listen to the account. Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his army together. 32 kings were with him, and horses and chariots. And he went up and closed in on Samaria and fought against it. And he sent messengers into the city to Ahab, king of Israel, and said to him, "Thus says Ben-Hadad, your silver and your gold are mine. Your best wives and children also are mine." So the king of Israel answered, "As you say, my lord, O king, I am yours and all that I have." Really now? Verse 5, the messengers came again and said, "Thus says Ben-Hadad, I sent to you saying, deliver to me your silver and your gold and your wives and your children. Nevertheless, I will send my servants to you tomorrow about this time, and they shall search your house and the houses of your servants and lay hands on whatever pleases you and take it away." Then the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, "Mark now and see how this man is seeking trouble, you reckon? For he sent to me for my wives and my children and for my silver and my gold, and I did not refuse him." Now, this is just me. This is the reason I call Ahab a wimp, right? Now, verse 8, and all the elders and all the people said to him, "Do not listen or consent." So he said to the messengers of Ben-Hadad, "Tell my lord the king, all that you first demanded of your servant I will do, but this thing I cannot do." And the messengers departed and brought him word again. Ben-Hadad sent to him and said, "The gods do so to me and more also, if the dust of Samaria shall suffice for handfuls for all the people who follow me." And the king of Israel answered, "Tell him, let not him who straps on his armor boast himself as he who takes it off." So they're mouthing off at each other. Verse 12, when Ben-Hadad heard this message as he was drinking with the kings in the booth, he said to his men, "Take your positions." And they took their positions against the city. And behold, a prophet came near to Ahab, king of Israel. Now, this is a prophet. This is an unknown prophet. It's not Elijah. Elijah's named. This is just another prophet. And he says this, "Thus says the Lord, have you seen all this great multitude?" And he's saying this to King Ahab, "Behold, I will give it into your hand this day, and you shall know that I am the Lord." And Ahab said, "By whom?" He said, "Thus says the Lord, by the servants of the governors of the districts." Then he said, as Ahab, "Who shall begin the battle?" And the prophet said, "You." So he's telling Ahab to initiate this. Then he mustered the servants of the governors of the districts, and they were 232. And after them, he mustered all the people of Israel, 7,000. And they went out at noon, when Ben-Hadad was drinking himself drunk in the booths, he and the 32 kings who helped him. The servants of the governors of the districts went out first, and Ben-Hadad sent out scouts, and they reported to him, "Men are coming from Samaria." So Ben-Hadad said, "Well, if they come out for peace, take them alive. Or if they come out for war, take them alive." So they went out to the city, the servants of the governors of the districts and the army that followed them, and each struck down his man. The Syrians fled, and Israel pursued them. But Ben-Hadad, king of Israel, escaped on a horse with a horseman. And the king of Israel went out and struck the horses and chariots and struck the Syrians with a great blow. Then the prophet came near to the king of Israel and said to him, "Come, strengthen yourself and consider well what you have to do. For in the spring, the king of Syria will come up against you. So he's warning him. He's going to come back again in springtime. And the servants of the king of Syria said to him, their gods are gods of the hills, and so they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than them. So what's happening here? The king of Syria's servants are saying, well, their God is the God of the hills, and they came off the hills, so that's the reason they beat us. But we're people of the plain. They had horses and chariots, which Israel didn't have. He says, we'll be strong on that. So verse 24, and do this, remove the kings, each from his post, and put commanders in their places, and muster an army like the army that you have lost, horse for horse and chariot for chariot. Then we will fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. And he listened to their voice and did so. So in the spring, Ben-Hadad mustered the Syrians and went to Aphek to fight against Israel. And the people of Israel were mustered and were provisioned and went against them. The people of Israel encamped before them like two little flocks of goats. But the Syrians filled the country. And a man of God, so here, it's another man of God, it's another prophet, we don't know who it is, came near and said to the king of Israel, thus says the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is a God of hills, but is not a God of valleys, therefore I will give all this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So that's the second time we've heard this in just this passage, that the Lord is saying to the king of Israel, Ahab, do this, and you're going to know that I am the Lord. Verse 29, and they encamped opposite one another 7 days. Then on the seventh day, the battle was joined, and the people of Israel struck down the Syrians, 100,000 foot soldiers, in one day. And the rest fled into the city of Aphek, and the wall fell upon 27,000 men who were left. Ben-Hadad also fled and entered an inner chamber in the city. It's not stated how the wall fell. Probably the Lord did it through an earthquake or something. Verse 31, and his servant said to him, behold, we have heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful kings. Let us put sackcloth around our waist and ropes on our heads and go to the king of Israel. Perhaps he will spare your life. So they tied sackcloth around their waist and put ropes on their heads and went to the king of Israel and said, your servant Ben-Hadad says, please let me live. And he said, does he still live? He is my brother. Now the men were watching for a sign, and they quickly took it up from him and said, yes, your brother Ben-Hadad. Then he said, go and bring him. Then Ben-Hadad came to him, and he caused him to come up into the chariot. And Ben-Hadad said to him, the cities that my father took from you, your father, I will restore, and you may establish bazaars for yourself in Damascus, as my father did in Samaria. And Ahab said, I will let you go on these terms. So he made a covenant with him and let him go. He made a covenant with him. Verse 35, and a certain man of the sons of the prophets. This is another prophet. So you probably see at least three different prophets right here that appear that are unnamed. And you notice there's the sons of the prophets. Well, this guy, this fellow comes up at the command of the Lord to another one of his fellow prophets and says, strike me, please. But the man refused to strike him. So I'd be like your friend coming up and say, hey, hit me. I want you to strike me. Well, he refused to do it. Then he said to him, because you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, behold, as soon as you've gone from me, a lion's going to strike you down. And as soon as he departed from him, a lion met him and struck him down. Then he found another man and said, strike me. And the man struck him and wounded him. So the prophet departed and waited for the king on the way and disguised himself with a bandage over his eyes. And as the king passed, he cried to the king, he said, your servant went out into the midst of the battle, and behold, a soldier turned and brought a man to me and said, guard this man, if by any means he is missing. Your life will be his life, or else you shall pay a talent of silver. And as your servant was busy here and there, he was gone. The king of Israel said to him, so shall your judgment be. You yourself decided it. So he was giving him a little parable, a little story right here. Then this prophet hurriedly took off the bandage away from his eyes, and the king recognized him as one of Israel's prophets. And he said to him, thus says the Lord, because you have let go out of your hand, the man whom I have devoted to destruction, therefore your life shall be for his life and your people for his people. And the king of Israel went to his house, vexed and sullen, and came to Samaria. The Lord had delivered Ben-Hadad in the hand of Ahab, Ahab cut a deal and made covenant. It wasn't God. God said to the prophet, because you did this, your life will be required and your people's life will be required. Well, my time's way past. Again, I'm Dale. We'll continue this with the next episode.